Let me hear you say this shit is bananas. B-A-N-A-N-A-S. It's bananas. B-A-N-A-N-A-S. This shit is bananas.
Jesus. Oh, God. Oh, don't scare me like that. Oh, my God. Hi. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got back, like, last night at, like, God, midnight? Maybe one? Yeah, my break was good. I mean, it was a weekend, so it wasn't that long, but it was desperately needed. I think if I opened a single textbook the entire time, my head would have exploded. How about you? Oh, no. Let me guess. You spent the entire weekend in the library? See, when you say things like that, I feel like I shouldn't have gone home because if I was here, I would have been making sure that you weren't sitting at that same desk for 72 hours straight. No, Look, I know that 2 days is 48 hours. I know that. Excuse you. But let's be honest. You've been there since Friday. Mm-hmm. That's what I thought. So, with your unending work ethic for studying, do you think you're even remotely prepared for finals? I hate you so much. No, Look, I'm prepared. I'm good. I know I can handle every single practical that they throw at me. It's just the written portions that take kind of a toll. No, I don't need any help with the essays. They're just so boring. I mean, I could say exactly what I need to say in, what, max 5-6 sentences? But no, they want me to write an entire 4-page essay describing my process and my methods and my everything. God, they want to know exactly what brand of water bottles I drink while I'm studying. I don't think you enjoying my pain is nearly as funny as you do. Well, at the very least, I got plenty of rest last night, whereas you look like you haven't slept since the start of the semester. Have you been resting? Okay, sleeping on your third encyclopedia edition does not count as a firm neck-supporting pillow. Excuse you. My silk pillowcase has been doing wonders for my skin. You should give it a try. Okay, I'll take you up on that. You know, now that I think about it, I think I should be exempt from all of my essays because the amount of work that I have done on your neck alone should have gotten me valedictorian, high honors, fucking exempt from finals. Believe me, from someone who is actually in the physical therapy program, yes, you were that bad. In fact, you were worse than that bad. You are a medical anomaly. You know what? Absolutely. You are very lucky to have someone like me to take care of you and your very poor self-maintenance habits. Okay. Getting off that subject. Excuse you. Low blow. When's your first final this week? No, I have so much respect for you and what you study and what you want to do with it. But all 8 a.m.s is I need to take a sabbatical just thinking about it.
Oh, but it gets everything done earlier in the day.
That does not matter. My brain isn't functioning at the start of the day.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you know me. It takes at least 30 minutes of morning meditation and 3 cups of coffee.
Okay, 4 cups of coffee.
No, I don't think extra shots of espresso counts as more coffee. I think that just bolsters the coffee that I already have. And I don't think you have any room to judge me with how many energy drinks are currently tucked under your bed.
Oh, trust me, I know that in your dorm, everything else is spotless, but the second you lift those blankets, it's a disaster zone.
Oh, well, maybe if you're a little bit nicer to me, I would be more accommodating and I'd be willing to help you clean it. But you have your 8 a.m. finals to go attend to. Bye!
Wait, no, come back. I'm kidding. Please don't go. I've been folding laundry for like an hour and going through cue cards and Quizlets in my head, and I do like talking to you. It's a nice distraction. I mean, it's nice regardless, but I mean, we haven't really talked much the entire weekend because you were studying, I was doing anything in my power to not study. I'm not guaranteed to do well in the final. I'm gonna do my best. I mean, like I said, practicals should be A-okay. It's just the written portions that are gonna take several doses of medications that I don't have. Thank you. You're gonna do amazing too. I mean, despite the fact that you've willingly gone for 8 a.m. finals, I think you're gonna do fantastic, as always.
What?
Oh, come on! You're like the top of the class in every single department you've dipped your toes in.
No.
Okay, stop. Knock it off. I am not tolerating any talk like that. You are one of the most dedicated students on this campus. I've seen you put more work into the most minuscule side projects than anyone in this entire school. You're gonna do just fine.
Oh. Might I remind you that you spent your entire first semester cataloging dewdrops every day. Every single day. I could literally set my alarm to when I would see you out in the quad measuring.
And if I was?
No, I just think that if I'm gonna wake up to a good view, I might as well keep track.
And besides the point, didn't you also get an A on that project? And the next one? And the subsequent essays, all of your practicals, all of your field research, all of it?
Uh-huh, that's what I thought.
So you are going to take that negativity, just pull that out of your brain, see? See, pulling it out. Nope, stop. You can't stop me. I am pulling it out. This is my job. I'm going to be a massage therapist. I am going to make sure this happens all the time so you can't stop me. I'm going to pull it out. See? It's in my hands. It's right here. And I'm going to chuck it across the room. And no, it's gone. I'm sorry. It's gone. Listen, it's across the room. It's such a long way. You don't want to walk that far. You've been spending so much of your energy studying and, well, studying. So you're not going to go over there. Because the negativity's gone. Why would you want to go get it?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You're right. Walking over there and picking up all the negativity would be stupid. So you were going to stay right here with me? I actually think that's very professional.
Mm-hmm.
I do. I really do. And since you're still here, maybe you can put some of that field work to good use and come help me fold up my laundry. I have a huge bag over here. That... Okay. Yeah. Everything okay? Sure. Ask me anything. I mean, you know, Valerie and I were gonna go get some coffee afterwards, but, you know, her and her boyfriend are gonna go to dinner instead, so I'm totally free. Dinner. Carmine's. Isn't Carmine's, like, really fancy? No, listen, I am all for, you know, celebrating the end of finals, but, it's kind of pricey for a couple of undergrads. Will anyone else be coming with us? Just us. So, like, a date. Okay. Yes. Yes. I would very much like to go with you at the end of finals. I'm gonna be honest, I kind of surprised you were so direct about it. Oh, no, don't get me wrong, I'm not complaining. I've been waiting for you to ask me for a while, but, it's you. So I was kind of expecting more, of a puzzle aspect, I think. Dewdrop, let's be honest, you had me fill out a crossword puzzle to figure out where we were studying. No, I get it. I get it. I just, I expect you to up your game the next time. If you're up for it. Sounds good.